Tongues of Serpents by Naomi Novik. Narrated by Simon Vance. Copyright 2010 by Temeraire LLC. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Del Rey, an imprint of the Random House Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Part 1. Chapter 1. There were few streets in the main port of Sydney which deserved the name, besides the one main thoroughfare, and even that bare-packed dirt, lined only with a handful of small and wretched buildings that formed all the permanence of the colony. Tharkay turned off from this and led the way down a cramped, irregularly arranged alleyway between two wooden slat buildings to a courtyard full of men drinking, in surly attitudes, under no roof but a tarpaulin. Along one side of the courtyard, the further from the kitchens, the convicts sat in their drab and faded duck trousers, dusty from the fields and quarries, and weighted down with fatigue. Along the other, small parties of men from the New South Wales Corps watched with candidly unfriendly faces as Lawrence and his companions seated themselves at a small table near the edge of the establishment. Besides their being strangers, Granby's coat drew the eye. Bottle green was not in the common way, and though he had put off the worst excesses of gold braid and buttons with which Iskierka insisted upon adorning him, the embroidery at cuffs and collar could not be so easily detached. Lawrence wore plain brown himself. To make a pretence of standing in the aerial corps now was wholly out of the question, of course, and if his dress raised questions concerning his situation, that was certainly no less than honest, as neither he nor—